our grandfather, he was Episcopal, he was a reverend. And one day, Kayla come home, she was probably maybe 12 or 13, in full drag, full makeup, full everything. And my grandpa looked at her, and he just smiled. Didn't say a word, didn't chastise her, didn't make her feel uncomfortable, but he just had this smile on his face, like, okay. Yeah, she was definitely a wild child, always at the clubs, loved to dance, loved to sing, loved to flirt, loved the guys, you know, so I don't know if that was the Aries in her, but she was just so outgoing. She was fire, yeah, so she had been on Section 8 wait list for years and years and years, and finally her number came up in Berkeley, and we were like, hell yeah. It's like, because my dad was constantly having to go to, he worked in San Francisco, but he was constantly like dropping her off groceries, and you know, we were just so excited she was so close, you know, having been on the wait list and finally getting her in Berkeley. And then within 6 months of her being in Berkeley, she's dead. And even the night that she died, he came over, he dropped off food for her, made sure she had some money. And to get that phone call broke his heart. And it still does. There are days when he has good days and bad days. Which is why, you know, I want to do this for him. You know, I don't mind going out there and talking about her. And I know it hurts him a lot. But I love that he has this, he has two big poster pictures of Kayla. One above his entranceway and one right above the door. And every day before he goes to work, you know, he says hi to her. So, you know, people don't understand truly what the families feel. And it doesn't matter if it happened yesterday or 7 years later. It's still so hurtful. Especially because there's been really no good changes. So this is what I'm resigned myself to doing. This is what I'm dedicated to doing. And I don't see myself stopping. It still baffles me why she had to die that night. She just did not have to die that night. Over what? What did she do wrong? What crime did she commit? You know, she was psychotic. She called the officer by a different name. The officer didn't understand. Yeah, of course not. You're talking to someone who is schizophrenic. You have to take time with that person. That's why we you know, once again, you cannot have cops at these calls. Because they don't care. Her death was so unnecessary, is what really hurts. She committed no crime, but yet they criminalized her. They didn't understand her. You know, even when she was killed in line, and I tell the story all the time, and I can't help but cry because I think of how scared she was in that moment. But when she was dead, they didn't refer to her as a human, they referred to her as an it. So, when she was on the ground, exposed after the struggle, they didn't cover her up. They didn't give her any dignity. What they said was, well, what is it, a he or she? Kayla was killed because she was trans. Kayla was killed because she was mentally disabled. Kayla was killed because she was black.